From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting the Islamic State group Friday was removed from the last two major towns it held along the Iraqi-Syrian border following raids by forces on either side of the border near the Euphrates Valley. The jihadist group's self-proclaimed caliphate was in tatters after it lost its urban strongholds in Syria and Iraq, with simultaneous assaults in Deir ez-Zor and Syria in Al-Qaim in Iraq, leaving IS in control of little more than small plots of territory scattered along the border. U.S. President Donald Trump has received the classified briefing from the U.S. military's Pacific Command amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. This briefing took place after Air Force One landed at Hickam Air Force Base, where he and First Lady Melania Trump were given a traditional Hawaiian welcome. The president then went directly to the Marine Corps installation, where Pacific Command, the largest of America's unified combat commands, is headquartered. The U.S. government has released a report on climate change, saying there is no convincing alternative explanation for global warming besides human causes. The report runs counter to the position on climate change taken by the current U.S. administration, as well as that of the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. The State Department considers more than 300,000 Central Americans and Haitians living in the United States to be no longer in need of temporary protected status, which shields them from deportation. The Washington Post reports that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson sent a letter to Elaine Duke, the acting Homeland Security Secretary, saying the conditions that had been used to justify their status no longer applied. The Post says it confirmed its information through several anonymous sources, because the recommendation has not been made public yet. This is VOA News. A Las Vegas sheriff says the man who killed 58 people at a country music festival in the city last month had lost a significant amount of money in the 2 years before the shooting and had bouts of depression. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo told Las Vegas news station KLES-TV that the loss of money may have been a determining factor in why gunman Stephen Paddock carried out the mass shooting. A nutritional assessment by the UN Children's Fund finds life-threatening malnutrition rates soaring among the children of Rohingya refugees who have fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar. Meantime, the United Nations refugee chief, Filippo Grandi, has sharply criticized the Security Council and world leaders for failing to prevent and resolve conflicts that have placed nearly 66 million people around the world in danger.
Have we become unable to broker peace? I ask this question here in the Security Council, whose raison d'etre are peace and security, because I see the direct impact of these failures every day on the lives of tens of millions of people forced to abandon their homes with grim prospects of being able to return, sometimes for generations.
And he said the sharp rise in forced displacement reflects weaknesses in international cooperation. A militant allegedly involved in the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, made his first appearance in U.S. federal court in Washington Friday, where he was ordered held in custody until a preliminary hearing can be held on Thursday. Mustafa al-Iman, a Libyan national, is facing charges of killing a person in the course of an attack on a federal facility and providing material support to terrorists resulting in death. The recent flurry of social and economic reform coming out of Saudi Arabia has left some Saudis ecstatic, others more circumspect, and a few conservatives bewildered or even angry. The Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, told a crowd of investors at a conference in late October that he was merely attempting to return Saudi Arabia to the moderate Islam that once prevailed before the Iranian Revolution in 1979. He stressed that 70% of Saudis are under the age of 30 and vowed not to spend another 30 years of their lives living under extremist ideas. China's parliament has voted to make disrespecting the country's national anthem a criminal offense with a penalty of up to 3 years in prison. The Standing Committee of the National People's Congress added an amendment to the country's criminal law to include punishment for anyone found seriously disrespecting the national anthem in public. This comes disrespect for the national anthem being a topic of discussion in the United States recently, as some players in the National Football League continue to kneel instead of stand. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.